today, the Chiefs open the 2015 regular NFL season here in Houston after an unbeaten preseason and a great training camp.
John, your thoughts on putting this roster together, how much more athletic is it?
We've always wanted to get a higher degree of athleticism. We wanted to get more team speed. I think it shows in our draft class. It shows in the players that we have brought in here from other teams as well. We're very satisfied with the direction we're headed.
It's a first and 10. So it's coming in and was picked off by Peters.
15, 10, 5. He'll trot into the end zone. Touchdown.
Boy, they're coming again, and here comes Derek Johnson. Johnson has been terrific today.
How you put your roster together. Can a roster be too old, too young? What about the blend of this group that you have?
I think the blend is right on par where it's supposed to be. To me, this is one of my favorite teams I've ever been around in all of my 30 years of professional football because it's a selfless bunch of guys. I believe we had 32 or 33 players that are 4 years or younger. To me, that's an appropriate mix to have because now you have veteran leadership. You have youthful enthusiasm. When, in fact, you research truly successful teams, you've seen the one characteristic within locker rooms is the older guys will pull the younger guys forward with them. They'll set the bar very high, and those young guys should be passionate enough to understand that, you know what, we have to get up to speed with these guys. If these guys are working that hard, we have to work that hard. And then all of a sudden, with the strength within your locker room, it's going to teach these young guys the pride it takes to play the Chiefs way. So right now, you know, I like the direction we're headed.
Just a little one, baby. How about those Chiefs?
Okay, last week you play Houston and loves to run the ball. Nobody in the league runs it more than those guys. Now you're going to face a Hall of Fame quarterback. The reason I say that, how do you have to put your roster together where, okay, we're good against the pass, but we struggle against the run, or vice versa?
Well, I think that comes down to a coaching component. You know, my part of this is to make sure that they get the chess pieces to put the match together. Being a personnel guy, first you have to understand exactly the traits that it takes to play on each position and the overall philosophy of the defense, the offense, the special teams. And then we as a group go out and we attempt to go find players that can be versatile. And that's why it's always good, like you were talking earlier about, you know, getting athletes who have speed, because athletes sometimes have a measurement of versatility, and I think that's really so important in today's football. And I think that with the defense and the offensive side of the ball, I think that, you know, the chess game will begin to get played, but I truly believe that the players that we have are more than capable to play this game.
27-20 Kansas City, and again a very good win that sets up Thursday night Arrowhead Stadium. We'll have the lights on as the Denver Broncos come calling.
Final question. So this week's a division game. Usually those are backloaded. But how much, when you put a roster together, do you take into account how they match up against the other three teams in this division?
Well, what I'd like to do is I want to try to get the best football players. I want to get the best players because I think when you get the best football players, they will adapt to what you want to do. And then you begin to game plan, and that's kind of how you go about it.
Go, man, one, three, baby. One, two, three, bam!